I assume the defense you played against the Broncos last year and the one you're seeing this year are a little bit different?
Yeah, two totally different teams. I mean, obviously there's a little bit of carryover with the personnel, but like I said, only a little bit. And schematically, you can see it's completely different. Tough defense, as you can see, this past week against Cincinnati.
What is it about their defense? It's, you know, they've been playing pretty well preseason in the first game. What is it about them?
You know, they do a great job of stopping the run, but also really keying in on taking away certain, you know, key players on the team. You know, whether it was, you know, Chad Johnson and Laverne's Coles last week, or whoever it may have been throughout the preseason. So, you know, again, they do a great job schematically, but also just from a personnel standpoint.
How do you see their 3-4 being different than the one Cleveland runs?
You know, obviously there's some similarities. I think when you look at them overall, but again, it's a little bit different, the style in which they play, you know, so far looking at film.
How so? How is it different?
Well, we don't like to give away too many things. Like, again, you know, we're still game planning and doing certain things, so we're not going to go into specifics.
Do you see their defense being more aggressive than they were a year ago when you saw them?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, again, I think that's one of the things you notice, you know, them putting, you know, players in positions to, you know, play the style of football they're used to, whether it's Champ Bailey or Elvis Dumervil or whoever it may be, or, you know, Brian Dawkins, whoever.
A little tougher to game plan for this defense?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say so. But again, you know, anytime it's early in the season, it's also tougher to, you know, game plan because you really only have one real game of, you know, film footage to go off of. You know, preseason is a tough indication to give sometimes on what a team's going to do throughout the rest of the season.
Have you gotten to know Josh McDaniels at all? You know, I think you guys might have met up for coffee or something like that this summer. How much do you know him?
Yeah, I really haven't had a chance to, you know, meet with Coach McDaniels. I just know of him through, obviously, Coach Weiss and working with him at Notre Dame. But from what I know, he's a very smart coach. You know, you can see the things he does offensively, you know, to get guys the ball, et cetera. And, again, his impact on the defense is shown as well.
Do you expect teams to kind of focus on taking away Braylon until, you know, some of your other younger receivers kind of prove themselves?
Yeah, anytime you have a marquee guy like Braylon, you know, obviously teams are going to try to take him away, take him out of the picture, you know, because he can create problems for teams. But again, you know, we feel confident in all our players and who we have, and whoever that may be, you know, catching the ball for us. So they're going to have to deal with all of them, not just Braylon.
You, how's it been for you personally, Brady? I assume you're getting going in your NFL career. Playing time took a little longer than you had hoped.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I was not exactly, I hadn't been accustomed to waiting to get my opportunity. But, you know, there obviously are things you can learn from, you know, sitting back and watching. But again, you know, I felt like it was a good experience, you know, for me, you know, being able to, you know, understand the defenses better, not only in our division, but also across the NFL by watching a lot of film. You know, so now I feel better prepared going into this sort of situation.
Brady, how much better do you think you are than when the last time you faced Denver, you were making your debut?
Well, the last time I was facing Denver, it was tough considering it was only about a day and a half of preparation since we had a short week. But, again, I've continued to grow and mature not only in this offense, but just as a player and in general.
Anything else? All right, thank you, Brady.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.